Close your eyes. Think about fire whirling in circles around your head, your hips, your legs. The fire's warmth caresses your body and the roar of it engulfs your senses. That is Fire Boy.
Our visual centers are specifically designed to be attracted by everything that fire is. Reds, yellows, oranges, moving, light. So that has a very deep primal ingrainment into our psyche.
Tedward, who goes by just that one name, has spent decades dancing with fire. He started firewalking when he was 6 years old and is now considered one of the leaders in the Los Angeles fire community. For years, friends told Tedward that Firepoi was a spiritual experience, but he didn't believe them until one night he found himself performing at a Hollywood party.
The music like turned into something that I kind of dug, and being so close to the fire and so close to my favorite tool really had a profound effect on me.
Tedward has watched the LA fire scene explode from less than 100 members 5 years ago to around 5,000 today. As Poi hits mainstream America, meditation is replacing the raw spiritual element of fire.
And exhale, slowly open the eyes.
In a crowded dance studio near Santa Monica Boulevard, Hannah Mooney begins a Poi class with yoga breathing exercises. Fire plays a small role here. The students only light their Poi after completing a session of classes. Hannah's sister Kamala Mathis says blending Poi with yoga appeals to students.
In LA, there is traffic. There is craziness going on. And you have to let go of everything that's already happened and really be able to focus on what's going on right there, right now. Try to really follow the Poi that's either going down towards the earth.
The studio becomes a blur of crossing arms and twirling Poi as a dozen students practice new moves. Cindy Jessup lies down on the floor and rests her strained muscles. She watched Maori women spin Poi in traditional dances when she was growing up in New Zealand. Jessup decided to learn the art herself last summer.
There's something to me like about doing circles that's very sacred, and you get into this trance-like state. You know, I made the analogy to like the Matrix. You know how like at the end when he starts seeing in the zeros and ones, and then it's suddenly he's not thinking anymore, he's just doing it. That's like the kind of the place that you want to get to.
Dancers like Jessup strive to become one with their Poi. So whether it's spinning beanbags or flaming wicks, the effect is the same.
Yeah, it's almost like you kind of don't think. And not thinking is wonderful.
For News 21, I'm Chantel Allen.